Podcasting like we mean it, it's the Red Boy Podcast featuring me, Absolute Amy. And for those keeping score at home, welcome to Show 48.
For what it's worth, this is Stephen Don.
And you're listening with us to the Red Boy Podcast.
I believe in rainbows and puppy dogs and fairy tales. And I believe in the family. Mom, Dad, Grandma. And I believe that sex is one of the most beautiful, wholesome, natural things that money can buy. And I believe you should place a woman on a pedestal high enough so you can look up her dress. They are, or how much better I am than they are. People say I'm crazy for believing this, but I believe that robots are stealing my luggage. And I believe that Ronald Reagan can make this country what it once was. Arctic region covered with ice. And lastly, I believe that of all the evils on this earth, there is nothing worse than the music you're listening to right now.
Oh, no, no.
Coming to you from the dining room.
The dining room.
This is the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy. Ooh. And now, smack dab from the middle of the cornfields of central Illinois.
Yeah.
Here is Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Please bring me my wine.
Good evening from the cornfields of central Illinois. It is us. It is we. Good evening, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, we're freezing our butts off in the corner.
I'm doing a little dance here.
A little calisthenics to keep yourself warm, are you?
Hello.
Yeah. Amy was looking like the Unabomber with her hood up a few minutes ago.
It's cold in the dining room.
She might have to switch over to a warm alcoholic beverage for your...
I'm thinking I might just have to go take the blanket off of Luke, who's on the couch over there.
You don't need this, boy. Happy six-month anniversary, Amy.
Well, happy six-month anniversary to you.
It is. It's really not.
That was the whole celebration of the cling. The cling at the beginning. Ding.
Yes. It's been, well, it's actually been about 6 months and a few days. Roughly 6 months since.
Well, probably, you know.
This thing we call a podcast began.
This show would be the anniversary show then?
The very first show I did. To be nostalgic.
Are you going to take us down memory lane in the past 6 months?
I wish I had a blast from the past. The first one, actually, I did from our bedroom, because that's the only quiet place I could find in the house, ironically.
Really, you think?
Yeah. And closed the door, and I did it on the computer, I think. I used a computer microphone. So in 6 months, I've gone from the computer and a cheap $4 computer mic to this lovely gear you see.
It was warmer back then, too, 6 months ago.
Well, yeah, that was May. So, yeah, we were a little warmer. Thanks to... I'm going to blank. Stephen Don. Sorry. From For What It's Worth. And I love their intro. Thanks for the intro. But on their show, For What It's Worth, which ain't much, which is probably what we should say for our show, For What It's Worth, but ain't much. Thank you for that intro. And Don has a cookbook, which I've downloaded. Check out StephenDon.com. They have a cool cookbook. It's like, I think it's like you cook for like a whole month's worth of cooking. Wow. And me being the chef of the house. I was
sure that's really their cookbook?
Oh. Yeah, no, they did the cookbook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not like...
Well, that's cool.
It's not like they took, Mr. Foods
came to me with this concept, and I'm like, yeah, my sister does that.
Well, I don't know if the concept is original.
But they are recipes. They're recipes.
Yeah,
that's
the ones they've collected. So, and they have the whole PDF online downloaded for free.
That's great. And,
pretty cool.
But you know when you cook for a month, You need to have a...
You're tired after you cook for a month.
A deep freeze to store that food so you can use it.
And where's our deep freeze, Amy?
The month. Well, I don't know. You decided a couple years ago to sell it for $25 at the garage sale.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to keep this show. I'm working on shorter times.
Oh, okay, shorter times.
Okay, so...
And I'm not going to be angry at you for that.
All right. You know what? Since you brought that up, I'm going to go a little out of order. And we had a MP3 from a... MP3, I'm reading my screen. A voicemail from a new listener, Trucker Bob. You may recognize...
It's so bad, people.
You may recognize Trucker Bob.
I think most of the listeners, if they listen to different shows,
they may notice. Hold on. Don't get away.
Hold on. This is Trucker Bob. I'm driving through Alabama.
I think he's drunk.
And I just want you to know that, like Trucker Steve, I cannot stand to listen to Absolute Amy. One thing about us truckers is we're a bunch of liberals out here. We don't like that conservative talk comes out of that Amy. So I think you need to have a contest to find yourself a new co-host. How about that Jenny? That Jenny over at the Big Show? Now she sounds mighty fine.
This is just dirty now.
You can go over to BigShowRadio.com. You can go listen to her. I think you might like her. I sure do. Trucker Bob from Alabama.
So, and I think most liberals, you know, people who say they're liberals are also, it sounds like,
drunk truck
deviants.
She modified.
So sounds I'll, like, who's I'll the, keep myself in my conservative classification.
Well, who's the guy? I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Bubba Gump. She's mighty fine. Yeah.
Yeah, I want an icky.
Yeah, that was...
It was dirty.
So apparently all truck drivers are liberal, drunk deviants, apparently.
There's a truck of Bob is from Alabama.
Looking for... And you know, and
I think Trucker Bob might have
been... And when you go to those truck stops...
I think Trucker Bob...
Look at the kind of people who are at the truck stops.
Trucker Bob may have been from Queen Creek, I'm thinking.
You think Trucker Bob was there?
A little less Alabama, a little more Queen Creek. So, Amy, where am I not going?
Back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
Ouch.
I don't think so.
I'm thinking you're not getting...
I don't think so.
You're not getting to go to California.
Well, my fellow podcast brethren are going.
Is this the weekend?
Yes. I would have left today if I had been going, but I am not, so I'm not leaving today. My fellow podcast brethren are going.
Instead,
where do I get to go?
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Yes, I am going to Miami on Monday.
And
so,
they just got the electricity back on for you.
Yeah, and everybody, all the people I talk to, most... Not everybody I know, but most of the podcasters I know are going. And I'm starting to see emails from different...
Who's most?
Borderline, Shelly from Shelly's Podcast, Aaron from The Big Show, Ferg from Air Ferg, Raymer from Madtown Aces. Who else do I know that's going?
Wow, that's everybody.
I don't know. I don't think...
Is that all 5,000 podcasters?
Well, it's going to be 2,500 people, so about half the podcast.
That's okay.
So I'm hoping my marketing department, Borderline, and the others who got Shelly from Shelly's Podcast,
and
Aaron
Raymer.
From The Big Show, and Raymer, pass out those business cards. That's all I'm, you know, they're talking about, we're going to set up this to do that. Everybody's doing a little social calendar. Let's swap phone numbers when we get together.
You just feel so left out.
And tomorrow night.
But let me tell you what we're going to do in January.
Yeah, well, yes. But so while everybody's partying up, I'm going to be working on our basement. So it's the yin to the yang. So
you know what? And what am I going to be doing?
I don't know. Where are we going in January, Amy?
We're going to Disney World.
Yes. So
we're going to Disney World.
My karma
going to Disney World. We're
my podcasting karma evened out a little bit. So yes,
we're going to Disney World.
I did sell under a lucky star, and woo-hoo! We get to go to Disney.
You got that approved at work.
Yeah. Disney, no problem, you know. Maybe next year, kids.
I'm so excited. Yes, we're going to go where it's magical.
Making those magical screaming moments.
Yep. Another magical moment brought to you by the screaming 5-year-old.
Yes.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, too can have these moments.
Yeah, last time we were in Disney, every time it was just like a stress moment. What the hell are we doing? Get me out of here. It's like, magical moment, magical moment.
So, oh, we had a great time the last time we went. We only had a few little instances of meltdown.
Yes. Oh, I was going to say, because I've added this podcast to your iPod, which I finally got going.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jana, and I think it's Mike over at Let's Talk About Disney podcast, who's a great
resource.
I don't
think that's on there yet.
It might not be.
I don't think you've done that yet.
I should do it because, you know, if you're going to Disney or you're interested in Disney, check them out.
I got to listen to Israelisms.
Yes, and thank you for bringing Israelisms up.
I did. I got to listen to it, and it was really cute. They were talking about, I feel bad. So if you're listening, they both had colds. And
we've podcasted with colds.
Yes, but it was really kind of cute because it's Carol, right?
Charlie and Carol.
And she was saying how she was going to, like in a day, she was going to have that smoker's voice. And
Charlie's like, oh, right.
Yeah. I'm like, good grief. As is every man like.
It's like, what is it? Friends, the Friends episode where Phoebe starts, bye-bye-bye, babies.
No, it's like, you get the sultry little scratchy there voice.
Hello, my babies. Like, but you know what? Charlie and I have a common bond.
What's that?
We are brothers in audio retardation. Charlie, some of our listeners, more astute listeners, may have noticed 2 or 3 shows ago that I plugged in our mics backwards. And most people would say, ha, 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 stupid red boy. Charlie wondered why Carol sounded bad.
Well, how in the world can you look? I'm looking at this right now.
The front side says MXL. See where the MXL is? It's on the top. Top says MXL.
Oh, right there.
Trust me, you're talking in the front.
Okay. Well, I'm sitting there going, how would you know? And who tells you? Front of the mic. Is it in the instructions?
No. I wouldn't know. I didn't look at the instructions. Okay.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
So, yes. So, Charlie had the same problem. So, I don't feel, thank you, Charlie. I don't feel like such a loner in the microphone.
Okay.
World.
Okay, now what's on?
Well, speaking of things I'm missing.
Your hair? Sorry. Did anybody out there find it?
Where's my Rompo Peel?
I got to go get that. Oh, I've got that can of spray hair.
Shut up. Speaking of things I'm missing besides my hair and my sanity, I missed the pickle party. There was another pickle party last weekend.
Oh, okay.
At Podcast Pickle, and everybody but me was there.
When do you not pay attention to these things that you get? The invitations come out?
We were busy doing something, or I was busy just not paying attention. So I have
my eyes itch tonight.
You just have, you're cold, your eyes itch.
I'm freezing.
You got issues, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, and Israelisms, I've entered a few contests.
Yeah, really?
You know, different podcasters do contests. We haven't really successfully done any. But I did. I gave Len a shout out for his birthday over at Jawbone.
Shout out to Len.
Except I said he was 50 and he's 35.
So shout out to Len. And you know, I said that at a meeting, and I said I'm going to give a shout out to somebody, and everybody looked at me like, oh, you are retarded.
What are you doing, white girl?
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
And bring him back in, Malibu.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I did. Len had a contest.
So you called Len?
No, I did a little MP3 and sent it to him.
Oh, okay.
And
but you went ahead and sent something to him.
And the problem is, it was all themed around being 50, and he's 35. So that didn't work out so well.
That's not very nice.
Then Shelly had a little thing, you know, be her host for a day, co-host for a day or whatever with her.
Yeah.
And I didn't really try, but still, I'm behind 3 votes to 30. Last I checked. So not doing so well there.
Yeah, people don't really like you.
So, yeah, Israelisms is doing one, you know, hey, make us, you know, win, make a new, like, intro background music kind of thing for them, and you can win something. I didn't even bother. So, guys, don't look for crap from me, because, and I have something else I wanted to talk about, but I don't think I can, because if they listen, I give something away, so. But okay. I'm sure it's lame as well, so my lack of creativity.
Okay.
What did I get on Friday, Amy?
No, wait,
you want to do? Let's do another email. You want to do
a ticket?
Let's do one more listener voicemail.
Ticket? Did you get a ticket on Friday?
No, I didn't get a ticket.
Oh.
No.
What'd you get on Friday?
Here.
I don't know.
My iPod.
Oh, yeah.
The new, the Vipod, as they call it over at the Blue Dog Banter. Yes, I got the black 30. It's only 30 gig, but oh.
How many gigs can you possibly get?
60 is the biggest. Oh, 30 and
so
60.
You got the cheap one.
Oh, thank you very much.
You always get the second best one.
As Ferris Bueller would say, if you have the means, I highly recommend you pick yourself up one. Because the video, I didn't think was that big a deal. I'm like, oh, so it does video. But within hours of getting it, I found some software that will take a DVD that you've purchased.
That you have first purchased. Yes. From a local
video store.
Video store.
And it'll convert it into the appropriate format for the iPod. So, very slick. Thin, sleek. I have 5,000
So,
photos.
If you want to watch a movie like, in a 1.5 inch by inch
you know what?
Format.
When you're, I'm going to Miami. I can watch a movie on the plane.
Oh, wow. Oh,
see?
That's great.
I love it. I recommend
it. I know you love it.
Well, I came from...
You know what, on my iPod, you told me that if I'm like listening to a podcast or something, that if I switch from that podcast to somewhere else, that if I go back, then I have to like re-listen from the beginning.
No, yours bookmarks, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. See, mine didn't. The 3Gs didn't.
Mine does.
Yeah, it didn't start all over again.
I don't have to start over.
But I'm digging the new iPod.
Well, I'm glad.
So we did have some listener voicemail.
Yeah.
This one actually, I think, came from the depths of the outage of email.
Ow, my
mind. Please hold. All right, so listener voicemail.
Okay, great.
I don't know who this is from. Let's see if you know.
Hello? Hello? Well, I assume that you can hear me somehow. I just wanted to ring and tell you that I enjoy the show. My nephew gave me an iPod for the celebration of Guy Fawkes Day. And in my day, iPods were much larger, of course, about the size of a refrigerator, and they didn't play music so much. They didn't play MP3 files. They played WAV files and MP1s, and they kept your teeth moist. And kept your food cool, and you could hide trinkets of good fortune.
Sounds
in
like a refrigerator.
The freezer section on the bottom. And be.
Okay.
Where's my teeth? Julia! Hello? Is this the number for the daily source code? I need more sauce. And why don't you come out every day? Hey. Goodbye. Love the show. Bye.
So I really don't know who that is, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Amy was claiming, we paused while she scratched her eye, and she's claiming she's bored, so.
Yeah.
Should I step it up for you, Amy?
Please do.
All right. We're
otherwise,
watching.
Let's just not continue any further.
Well, see, this makes us move faster. We watched Martha Stewart last night, Martha Stewart's Apprentice.
Yes.
Which we're recording the Donald Trump Apprentice right now.
Yes, we are.
I was highly offended.
Yes, you were.
I was, dare I say, angered. I won't swear on our PG cast. Listen to this clip. Now, keep in mind, we are from the central Illinois area.
The Midwest.
And I am a father.
A goofy father.
Jim was like a Midwestern goofy dad, and that's exactly what I wanted him to be.
What's wrong? B-otch with being a Midwestern goofy
Bethany
dad.
Bethany was having some trouble last night.
Jim was like a Midwestern goofy dad.
Yeah, bite me. I was
goofy dad.
Obviously, I was angered enough
to
pause the TiVo, rewind, and plug in the iRiver to record it.
Yeah, you did.
What's wrong with being a Midwestern goofy dad? What's wrong with being? Is it the Midwest part that's angering me? That
I don't know why this is angering you. Who cares?
Because it's these L.A. assholes that are...
L.A.?
That's where that is.
That's in New York.
All right, whatever.
New York!
It's these uppity-ups thinking that just because I kick it in the cornfield old school style, then I'm a goofy dad. Whatever, bite me.
I don't think she was calling you that directly.
I think she was. I think she directly was.
I don't think she said, you know, I wanted Matt to be, you know, a Midwestern goofy dad. Move on.
Do you want to talk about eBay or do you want to hear from Raymer?
eBay. What about eBay now?
Our friends.
We have eBay?
No. Well, we haven't bought from eBay for a while, but.
Oh, good night.
Our friends, a lady I work with.
Oh, man, this is
they
bad.
They bought a hot tub off eBay.
A hot, apparently, hot tub.
And, I don't know, they had about a month. And they took it, they had a problem with the heater or something, so they called the local dealer for that brand. And the guy's like, well, just give me the serial number and it'll be under warranty if it's new, you know, it's within a year or whatever. Serial number, not so much there.
Kind of scratched off.
Kind of scratched off. Not a good sign. So the dealer here called to say, see if one was stolen from missing. That's
so you know what they did? They sent the guys out from CSI.
Yeah. So, long story short, yeah, they bought a hot tub. And the guy who they called back, he's like, I don't know nothing. He claimed he got it as a wedding gift.
Yeah, because...
Who doesn't get a hot tub for a $6,000, $7,000 hot
tub? We don't live in some... You know, we don't know what some circles do.
Okay, I'm pretty sure most folks in Southern Illinois ain't given $10,000 hot tubs as gifts. Maybe a Martha's Apprentice.
I don't know. Maybe it was on a registry.
Well, you can put it on there.
I'd like a 6-man hot tub.
So, but here's the kicker. So, they know it's stolen.
Yep.
The company it was stolen from has already got $10,000 from the insurance company.
Yep.
They were asked, do you want to press charges against the alleged seller or stole? No. Funny. You stole from me, but yet you don't want to press charges.
I don't know.
And then he's like, oh, I didn't. I'm like, I'm thinking insurance fraud.
Me too.
Because it's, hey, I'll steal it. You get your check, and then we'll split what it costs on eBay.
I don't know. It's just not a good thing.
Yeah, so.
So they've got their hot tub.
They got their hot tub. It's in the hot tub. It's still in their backyard for now, but we'll see what happens. So, yeah, watch it on eBay.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I'm not buying anything that's over $100 on eBay.
But even then, if it sounds too good to be true, gotta be careful there, kids. Not everything on eBay came from the original manufacturer. Or if they did, they may have had to stop off at Bob's house to get a scratching on the ceiling.
I don't know. That sucks for them. I feel so bad for them.
Because the most likely scenario is the insurance company will repo the hot tub from them. Yep. Because they paid for it, technically. And they won't get their money back because, you know, they'll spend more in small claims court trying to get their money back from them, so... I didn't. It was a wedding gift.
Whatever. Okay.
If you're out there and you've got a hot tub for a wedding gift, give us a shout at redboy@redboypodcast.com.
There you go again with that shouting stuff.
Oh, you know what? And there's something I meant to say in the beginning.
What?
I'm looking for people to submit just, you can give us a full promo if you want, but just this is such and such from such and such podcast. Like, this is Matt, or Red Boy from the Red Boy Podcast. That's all I need. Because last show I did my mega intro. Where I kind of splice everybody together, and I want to do that some more. So
the mega intro.
So I'm trying to build a mega intro. So if you've got that, shoot it to us.
Kind of like a mega mix.
All right, in the effort to keep Amy entertained and not drag it on longer than we need to, let's hear some Raymer Random Rants.
Okay.
Radically edited for your convenience.
Oh, man, it's early. It's like 7:40. I just wanted to let you know I got the Red Boy Podcast / Madtown Aces Productions business cards. They look beautiful. Thank you. I'll be handing them out judiciously. Thank you very much. Thank God it's Friday. Yeah, thank you very much. Dudes, you'll never guess where I'm at. You'll never guess. I'm now in Tijuana, Mexico. How do you like that? Anyway, I'm standing out here in Tijuana, Mexico, watching a guy play handball next to a building. And it's Sunday morning, about, 8:30. Hey. I just heard you, your email read on Trucker Tom's podcast. I didn't know you listened to him. Anyway, I'm back in the United States now. I'm right here in California. Party on. Bye. Keep on trucking, my brother.
This has been a Red Boy exclusive presentation, Raymer's Random Rants. This segment could be illegal in several states and or jurisdictions, including Maryland, Maine, Mississippi, Queen Creek, Arizona, Baltimore, Maryland, Guam, Hawaii, Battle Creek, Michigan.
I'm just a guy with too much time on my hands, okay?
Listening to Raymer's Random Rant could cause the following birth defects and or ailments. Fibromyalgia, IBS or irritable bowel syndrome, lupus, werewolf syndrome, China syndrome, mumps, measles, Parkinson's, whooping cough, typhoid fever, and or Saturday night fever.
I'm not drunk. See you next time here on Red Boys Podcast for Raymer's Random Rants, because you just never know what you might hear.
I love this voicemail, man. It's great.
All right, Raymer needs to step up to the GD plate, because his outro was almost longer than his messages.
I know.
I had no good morning.
He sounded tired.
It's 7:40 in the freaking morning. He Get
was,
up.
I know. He's tired.
No, well, you know what? Well, he's in Tijuana. He's probably with
and they
a
didn't,
hooker.
I'm sure that...
Tijuana hooker. You know what
you
they
know
say?
What? No, I think what probably happened is he was in Tijuana, and they don't have a Starbucks there.
Ooh, good point.
I know, and he needs his Starbucks.
Absolute Amy on the Starbucks call with Mr. Raymer. You might be right.
I'm thinking I am.
All right, Amy. I'm going to keep you entertained. Boy, the rate you're going... You're just not chatty tonight.
I'm not.
Not enough wine, I guess.
Not, well,
you get that blood test tomorrow, so you don't want to...
Don't want to mess up the
well,
insurance.
Well, you're healthy, but you're a complete alcoholic. Sorry.
Exactly.
There you go.
No, I'm not going to be able to eat tomorrow, too.
Yeah, you can't eat till you're
don't.
6 hours.
I can't 16. Eat. I can't eat till tomorrow.
1 o'clock.
Till like, whenever, when they're done.
1:15. Wow.
I'm going to tell her as soon as she gets in here, you draw that blood. Because I'm having a snack.
You should call her and say, hey, could you bring a Big Mac with you? Okay, Amy, would you like to do... What the hell did they say? Or Aussie Tom's dictionary? Mm-hmm. Aussie Tom, by the way, sold or is selling his car on eBay.
Really?
We link to it from our site.
Why?
Why is he selling it? Mm-hmm. Probably because he wants to buy a new one, I'm guessing.
See, I wouldn't.
He's getting married.
I know, December 4th.
I put it on our site, but most of
dun,
our listeners are in the States.
Dun, dun,
I forgot to ask
dun,
him what the
dun,
what the shipping might be to.
Dun, dun, dun,
he gave me his address. We got to send him his wedding gift.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. Wow.
They're going to somewhere cool. It's some little island that they're going to go on their honeymoon.
They already live somewhere cool.
They're going to go to Fiji, I think, is what he said.
Anywhere is cooler than the cornfield, so. All right, so is that...
We're going to go to the cornfields. There aren't any... Uh-oh. There's no more corn in the fields.
Miami.
There's no more corn in the fields.
You're right. It's just pure flatness.
I was
now.
Sad yesterday. Oh, I was sad the other day when I went out to a little small town. East of here? Yeah, east of here. I had to think. So,
do you have
sad.
A point caller?
Yes, because I was driving. I had an appointment out there, and I'm driving. And 2 weeks ago, the fall colors were just gorgeous. So then the other day when I went, it looked like it was all faded because the leaves are all falling and everything. So it was all getting gray, and it was a little sad. But I will say in our backyard, I came home and I found all the leaves.
On our lawn. I know.
But it smells great out there. I love the smell of the
rotting
leaves. I do. I really do. It smells great. So.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I need to get out there and rake. But I spent an hour and a half at Menards
maybe
tonight.
Maybe Luke and I tomorrow when Maggie takes her little nap, maybe we'll go out and play.
That would be mighty convenient.
Well, I don't know. If you leave some, is the garage door opener convenient so I can unlock?
It's in the bucket.
Oh, okay.
It's handy dandy.
We could talk about that.
Just don't fire up the garage or the bucket?
The garage.
The garage is a nightmare.
No, we just need, is the rakes handy?
Yeah. Towards the back on your left. To the back on your left.
The back on
kind of like
left.
Kennedy.
Okay, just the right back side. The right side back is the bad, right. The bad area.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bad as in what?
Like can't get back there.
Yeah, can't
back.
Walk. All right, let's do a little Aussie's Tom's Dictionary.
Okay, let's do it.
And I would love to do that's the Australian slang, but I deleted it, so Tom, I need another one.
Did he sing?
Yeah, remember I had the...
That was cute.
I know.
What is wrong with you, honey?
In my effort to not keep everything, I keep nothing.
Oh, did you do that when you did it? No. Come back.
Aussie.
I hate it when I hit the X, and I know that I shouldn't have hit the X, and then...
Pash.
Pash.
Pash. Stop talking.
Pash.
Pash. Pash. Remix of Aussie Tom.
Pash.
Pash. Did you like it used in a sentence?
Pash. Sorry, I'm late. I was having a bit of a pash.
I thought he was going to say I was taking a pash.
I'm having a bit of a pash.
A pash.
Let me think about that. Sorry,
I'm
late.
I was thinking you take a pash, not have a pash.
A little pash. I would say maybe having a little bit of a trouble, delay, something like that.
Pash. Sorry, I'm late. I was having a bit of a pash. Pash. A pash is a French kiss, or otherwise passionate kiss.
He's getting married. No. I was having a bit of a passionate. See, they're passionate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we don't do that. I would never walk in and say, "Oh, I was having a bit of a pash." I was busy necking with my husband.
My old lady.
We were making out.
We were getting
busy.
Necking. When the hell's the last time you heard necking? Grease?
My old man. My dad. Yeah. Or yeah, necking.
My old man was necking.
Necking.
All right, you ready for your next word?
Necking.
Buzzy.
Yeah, we should send Tom English slang. All right, hold on.
Buzzy.
Pawsy.
Pawsy?
Pawsy.
Pawsy.
I'll try and get a good pawsy for the fireworks.
A good seat. A good area.
Good
somewhere
area.
There.
A position?
Pawsy. I'll try and get a good pawsy for the fireworks. Pawsy. A pawsy is a position or a location. Ridgy-didge.
Oh, crap.
What did you just do?
Nope. That's right. It's okay. Yeah, so pawsy is position. And the next word is
rigididge.
Rigididge.
I should make these
rigididge.
Like
rigididge.
We should make these like
rigididge.
Make these like downloadable sounds for your computer.
Rigididge.
You minimize, it goes pawsy. You maximize.
No, I think we should.
New mail comes in.
We should do like does Australia? Oh, they're still. Are they still considered a
country?
No, they're not. They're not considered like a
communist. I don't know. What are you getting at?
Well, you know.
Daylight savings time.
Shut up.
I don't know. Where are you going? Please, I'm trying to help you.
I'm not talking to you now. You're making fun of me.
Oh, no, the TV systems?
No, I was going to say that, you know, maybe we could do like a celebrate, like do an Australian Day celebration, and we could have him send us how to spell those little things, and we could make a little card, put a little card in front of people, like a little place card, and then people, that'd be like their little entertainment at their seat while they're waiting for food or something. They could flip it over and it would say like what it meant.
Oh, for his wedding. Make a little place card for the wedding?
No, just for fun here. We'd just have a little Australian day or something.
Oh, Aussie day in the corner.
And we would serve, you know, Australian wine and Foster's beer.
Everything that's not Australian for
We'll do it in July when it's hotter than you know what.
And when they come in, we'll say
rigididge.
Rigididge.
We need to have, well, just Pete, Nass, and Jan are supposed to join us here one of these nights. Well, they're supposed to join us tonight, but Pete never emailed me back. Thank you very much.
I don't think Nass and Jan knew anything about it because I saw her yesterday.
I don't think so. Probably not.
She never mentioned it. And I apologize because for you calling at like 10 o'clock at night.
Janet can bring her didgeridoo. Whoa, 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 whoa. Go to the Outback Steakhouse. All right, next word.
Rigididge?
Rigididge.
Rigididge. Do you have any idea what rigididge?
Rigididge. Mate. Is that car of yours, rigididge?
Is that car of yours, rigididge?
Junk? Broke?
What? Broke?
I don't know.
Rigididge.
For sale on eBay?
Mate. Is that car of yours, rigididge?
On eBay?
Rigididge.
Maybe his car's rigididge.
Rigididge means genuine or the real thing.
Ooh, genuine. So genuine, so it doesn't have to be. So like, is this a rigididge Miller? It's a genuine Miller. Is that rigididge wine? It's genuine wine. I like rigididge. I think that will be my word of the day for tomorrow.
Please don't use that word again.
Rigididge.
Because that's how you'll say it. You'll go, this is rigididge.
Are you implying that it might not just
every
roll?
Every time you'll go, rigididge.
Rigididge. Amy, all right.
I'm going to play with these colored pencils. They're twistables. They're colored pencils that Luke got for his birthday. Thank you. Adoos.
Time after time.
Welcome to What the Hell Did They Say? It's a show where you guessed it, What the Hell Did They Say?
You know if you can hear yourself, it's recording you.
Sit back,
yep,
relax,
know,
and play along as Red Boy and Absolute Amy take you through What the Hell Did They Say?
No.
Right here on the Red Boy Podcast.
On the dark, there's a highway. Cooing in my air. Warm smell of colitas. Rising up through the air.
Welcome to What the Hell Did They Say? Sorry about the launch of that. A little bit of coming out of pause problems. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's just dealing with Amy. All right, Amy, ready for your first one? We have done this song before.
Yes, we have.
Tonight is hair bands of the 80s. Unfortunately, the song from our first band is a hair band of the 80s. Just the song is not from the 80s. I didn't have a chance to get that correct.
Okay.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Yay. Yes?
I just want to live when I'm alive.
I just want... You just want to live... Say it again.
I just want to live while I'm alive. Is that right?
Or I just want to live... Wait. I just want to live the candlelight. I just want to live...
Is my baby crying?
No, that's a siren.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I just can't...
Almost live, folks.
I wish I could rewind live. I just can't live without a lie. I just want to live Wilma's life. I just want to live the candlelight. I just want to live while I'm alive. I just want to live without a life.
I just want to live while I'm alive.
Oh, I guess I need to put the mouse
alive
on the thing. I just want to live alive. Would you be surprised if I said, I just want to live without a life? You're right, because that would be wrong. It is. I just want to... I know. See, I'm picking bands.
Why are you picking songs that I... Bands that I love and...
I know. Oh, well, this is a good point to bring up. Thank you, Aaron from The Big Show, for sponsoring last week's What the Hell Did They Say and submitting 3 to 4 songs.
Oh, cool.
And we will recommend any other podcaster out there who would like to sponsor... By sponsor, I just mean send me 3 or 4 songs and we'll
help
say
help us
you
do
did.
Show prep.
Yeah, basically. Because it does get difficult to come up with songs. And
help us do some show prep.
So shoot me
the
songs
show.
You're thinking that would be good. Aaron did an excellent job last year.
Last week. Thanks a lot. Last year you did a great
7
job.
7 days ago last year.
Only been on the air for 6 months, but thanks a lot for last year.
So if you got some songs, send them to me. And if I don't have them, I have to send you the clips. But
please send them.
All right. You might have a little more challenge with this one, Amy. Actually, I cut that a little long. Mainly the first parts we're looking for.
Okay.
She's got eyes of the bluest skies, and if they've got a brain.
No.
She's got eyes of the bluest skies, and if they caught a break. She's got eyes of the bluest skies, and if they thought of rain. She's got eyes of the bluest skies, and if they thought of rain.
If they thought of rain. Into those eyes and see us. Eyes of the bluest skies. And if they thought of
rain. So you said, and if they thought of rain?
I think.
You're close. As if they thought of rain.
Oh, as if they thought of rain.
I really like these. She's got eyes of the bluest skies and if they've got a brain.
What is it again? She's got eyes... As blue as sky.
She's got eyes. Oh, I forgot to give you another choice.
Oh. As if they thought of rain.
She's got eyes of the bluest skies, and if they thought of... Oh, wait. As if they thought of rain. She got eyes of the bluest skies, as if they thought of rain.
I'd hate to see...
Oh, wait. Oh, well, here. Let's see what you think the rest of it is, because I do have the a guess and the actual. She got eyes of the bluest skies as if they thought of rain. I'd hate to look into those eyes and see an ounce of pain. You didn't say announcer's face, did you?
No.
Okay, then you got it right.
Forget, I really like sang this crap a lot.
I know. I was thinking that.
Give me another beer and I'll sing some hair band music for you.
Welcome to karaoke in the Red Boy household. All right. This last one, you'll know.
Okay,
I'm
next
sure.
year's my class reunion, 20 years. So we'll be singing a lot of this next summer.
So if you're 25 and in the cornfield area, give Red Boy a shout at redboypodcast.com.
25?
Well, compared to almost 40, you know.
How old are you?
32. Giddy up.
funny.
You know, Janet's only like 25. She's married, but you know.
Well, that's good.
Things can happen to people, you know. Accidents happen, Pete. You're on that scooter. Oh, wait, no, not the scooter.
That's not nice.
Isaac has a scooter. Okay.
There we go. I wish I had a scooter.
You don't have a damn clue, do you?
Okay, start out. It's like we've got you've got at bedroom eyes.
Really, it's just the first part we're looking for, but. You flash your bedroom eyes like a jumbo jet. You flash your bedroom eyes like a jumpin' jack. You flash your bedroom eyes like Jungle Jake.
What? Like a jumpin' jack. I'm going with jumpin' jack.
I'm going to have to steal Blue Dog Banter's stolen idea of a bell. I need a bell. Ding, ding. Yes, you're right.
I thought it was, that right.
I always thought it was jumbo jet. But
it doesn't make any sense to me either way.
But here's what's the big challenge.
You've got your bedroom
You flash your bedroom eyes like a jumping jack. Up and down, I guess? I don't know.
I don't know.
But here's the challenge. What did they say afterwards? I have no guesses, but
let's hear it. You flash your bedroom eyes like a jumping jack. No clue.
Near die. I had to listen.
Rocket.
You want to hear it one more time?
No. But you I'm ready on my iPad to go ahead and
put some Def Leppard on
there.
I'm
going to bring it on up. I'm going to be headbanging in my car.
All right, here's what it says. You flash your bedroom eyes like a jumping jack, then play it pretty with a pat on the back.
Ooh.
I think it's demeaning to women.
Well, most of it was.
All right, and to wrap this up very quickly, because I don't want to go
I'm going to tell you what, I love Def Leppard.
Here's where I had the problem with this song. What do they say?
I'm a getting.
All right, what's the whole line?
I don't know. Are you ready there?
I should have made this. No, they say, but are you getting it?
Oh, but are you getting it? I'm a getting it.
but are you getting
it? Are you getting it? I'm a getting it.
No, but it's Armageddon it. Instead of I'm a getting it.
Well, no, because wasn't that the name of
the song? But it's retarded. Are you getting it? I'm a getting it. No, Armageddon. Armageddon? No. The song is totally about having sex, and it's.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, the 80s hair band.
The only thing Armageddon has to do with having sex is getting one last round in before you check out.
Well, maybe that was it. Well, you know the one guy, the drummer, lost his arm. Maybe this was...
I'm a one-handed.
Okay, enough making fun of him.
Okay. Well, that's enough. In an effort to keep this nightmare to the shortest possible time frame. And now Amy wakes up. Isn't that convenient? We'd like to thank you for joining into the Red Boy Podcast for this week ending November 10th.
You don't have any more music?
I'm trying to keep it like...
You should do you should have done my favorite Def Leppard song. Do you know what that is?
Obviously not, since I didn't do it, Amy.
I'm not telling you then.
Okay.
That'll be next show. You can guess.
All right.
What's Amy's favorite Def Leppard song?
All right. Well, we do really want some listener feedback, info, anything from our listeners, so... If you would like to sponsor What the Hell Did They Say?
Send us some music.
If you're
ideas.
Australian and want to add to Aussie Tom's dictionary, I don't think we have any Australian listeners, but go ahead. If you have an iPod comment, I love the iPod. If you have an eBay nightmare story, let us know. The email is Amy. What's our email address? Amy, that'd be the cue for you. Oh, for love of God.
I know what mine is.
You know, Isaac was honestly...
Can't remember crap.
At redboypodcast.com.
Yeah, at redboypodcast.
Isaac was truly surprised that you had to have a card for the intro. And I said, of course. Because
you need to start writing all that stuff down at the end, too.
Redboy at redboypodcast.com. Amy at redboypodcast.com.
Don't even bother sending me anything. I don't get it anyway.
It
so just send it to Redboy.
Voicemail 206-888-GEEK. That's 206-888-4335.
And Skype 3, right?
No. Skype is Red Boy 3.
Oh, I knew there was a 3.
And, you know, all of our friends.
Not many of them, but we love you.
And my friends, my fellow podcast brethren who are...
Back to Cali, Cali, Cali.
Enjoy Cali while I'm in...
I'm going to Miami.
I would rather went to go to Miami because I like that song better.
I'm going to Cali. You can do that. All right. For the Red Boy Podcast, I am Red Boy. You are...
Amy.
And we are...
out.
Page 5,281 podcasts. Podcast Alley. Podcastpromos.com. Podshow. Podfinder Podcast. iTunes. Where are your listeners going to find your podcast? In all the clutter, get noticed. Now stand out. My name is Adam Raymer, and I own Madtown Aces Audio Productions. We want to produce your podcast promo. Many big-name podcasters have solicited promos for play on their shows. What's more likely to get played?
This is Billy Bob. Listen to my podcast.
Or this. Podcasting to the world, it's Johnny Phonic, the digital experience podcast. Podcasting from the Red Boy World Headquarters. Typical PC user. Help for the rest of us. Even if you want to use your own voice, we can make you sound more like you. Contact me personally now for your free consultation on the web at madtownaces.com or by email madtownaces@gmail.com. Madtown Aces Audio Productions, providing quality audio imaging solutions for the podcast community since the dawn of podcasting. Madtown Aces Productions. Podcasts like you mean it.